that in everything ye are enriched by him. How many would love to be enriched tonight? I'd like to have some enrichment, wouldn't you? I need some. Amen. But it says, listen, in what? Everybody go there. In some things.
Everything.
So if enrichment's going to come to your life, it's going to come through what? Everything means everything, right? So it says, listen, that in everything ye are enriched in him. Somebody say, he is my total source, my total supply. Amen. He's the way I'm going to make it. Amen. He's how he's going to work it out for you. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God is going to work things out for you. It's going to be all right. In everything, you are enriched by him, and he's going to do it in certain fashions and in a certain way, right?
Amen.
If we're going to be enriched by God, how does God do everything? By the what kind of word? Somebody say, the spoken word. If God's going to bring a blessing to your life, he's going to tell you first. He's going to preach it to you first, have you develop faith in it. Amen. And then it's going to come out. So 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 5, that in everything ye are enriched by God. He can handle it. The Lord can handle whatever you need. My God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory, in all utterance and in all knowledge. Everybody say utterance.
Utterance.
And that word utterance is like the spoken word. And if you were thinking about the spoken word in the Hebrew text, that would be rhema. Amen. You're enriched by him by rhema and supernatural logos. Somebody say, thank God.
Amen.
The word of God will bring things to your life. Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you came behind in no gift waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son Jesus Christ. Now I beseech you, brethren, that by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all say something different. That you all argue with one another, that you all fight with one another, that you all have a difference of opinion. What does it say right here? Paul wanted them to do what? See, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak what?
The same thing.
If you want to have that kind of revival that they had back here in the church of Corinthians, amen. We all got to preach the same thing. We all got to, you might have a different perspective, amen, but we all got to be unified, amen.
Amen.
Jesus is Lord, amen. God deserves all glory, all honor, and all praise.
Amen.
There be some divisions unto you, amen. Everybody read that. We're all supposed to speak the same thing, that there be no what? Well, if we all speak the same thing, then it's hard for us to have division when we're all speaking the same thing. We all have the same confession. When you speak the same thing, that means one person say, God's about to do something great.
Amen.
That means the other one can't say, well, I don't know what God's about to do. I think they're off on a tangent. Somebody say, the same thing.
Same.
And we all keep the same confession. Amen. If we all keep the same positive report, glory to God, there won't be any division.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind. Everybody see that word perfectly? What does that word perfect mean? Ready for use. Ready for use. When you can say the same thing, amen. When you can speak the same thing, glory to God. And there's no division within you, glory to God. Guess what? Then God can start to use a group of people like that, amen. Because they have the same mind in the same judgment. For it has been declared unto me that you declared unto me, brethren, my brother, by them which are of the house of Corinth, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I'm of this one, I'm of that one. Somebody say, he found out there was some stuff going on. But listen, I want to get right here to skip on down to verse 17. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with words, not with the wisdom of words, that the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish what?
Foolishness.
But unto us that are saved, it is what? It is the power of the God. It is the power of God. Now, nobody wants to hear Belle, bless me. She said she figured it out real quick. She was listening to the word of God. She found out that she was listening to the word of God. She said, Jesus told us right from the get-go, you got to pick up your cross and follow me. Amen.
Yeah.
He told you straight from the start. Amen. There's a cross to carry. Amen.
Amen.
People don't understand that the preaching of the cross, self-denial. Amen.
Amen.
Lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. Exalting the will of God over your life instead of your own and selfish ambition and your own pride and all those other things. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you what, what's good preaching of the cross? When Jesus hung on the cross, he said, nevertheless, not as I will, Lord, but as you will. I'll follow your will no matter what it takes.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We as believers, we shouldn't fear the cross. Amen.
Amen.
We shouldn't fear the cross. We shouldn't fear getting caught up in stuff. Amen. Sometimes you can get caught up in ministry. Sometimes you can get caught up in, you can lose yourself in ministry sometime. Amen. And it seems like you're just hanging there. Nothing's really happening. Everybody else is walking on their own two legs, going where they want to go. But here I'm stuck up on some cross. If anything's going to happen for me, it's going to be God that has to do it.
Amen.
Preaching on the cross. Cross can be preached in many different dimensions. We can experience the cross. We know what Jesus did on the cross. But because of what Christ did on the cross, we can live in that same fashion. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Self-denial. Self-sacrifice. It's no longer I that lives anymore. It's Christ that lives in me.
Amen.
He died. Somebody say thank God for that. And he rose again. When we're going to preach the cross, we got to teach people, listen, if you die, you'll rise again. Don't be afraid to die to anything.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to die to your flesh. Don't be afraid to die to your dreams, goals, and all those other things. Amen. Die to yourself and come alive to Jesus Christ, even if it calls you to hang there for a while.
Amen.
Some of us want to, have that slow crucifixion. The preaching of the cross is foolishness to them that are perishing. But to them which are saved, it is, what is it? Somebody say, it's the power, of God. Amen. When you put yourself out there, amen. You put your life out there, when you live in self-sacrifice, I tell you what, that's the power of God. That's when you'll see the power of God manifest. When you get to the point to where you can't do it, amen, then it has to be God that moves.
Amen.
It's a different bent, but it's a good one. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. There are some things that are going to happen in your life. You're not going to be able to figure it out. You're not going to be able to understand it. But Jesus said, do it. The will of the Lord led you in that direction. So we say, amen. Uh-oh. Anybody can get where I'm going in this a little bit? There are some things in my life that I really don't understand. But God will give you a peace that passes all your understanding. Amen. Because of the cross, I'll pick up things I don't understand and hang in there. Amen. Even if it looks like my life is perishing away, that it's all going down the drain, guess what? I'll come up again. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not afraid to sacrifice. Amen. I'm not afraid to give my all to Jesus Christ. Even if it takes all of my days here on earth, I won't die. I'll live forever.
Amen.
I'm not afraid to give God my all. I'm not afraid to die for Jesus Christ. I'm not afraid to live for Jesus Christ. There are a lot of people who say, I'm not afraid to die for God. I'll die for you, Jesus. I'll die for you, Jesus. But it's really hard for them to live for God.
That's right.
I think it's even more difficult to live for the Lord.
Amen.
You know, when it comes, you can do all these other things. Anybody can die. You know, when you know you're about to kick it, it's for you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody willing to die at that point? Amen. But when you can do some other things with your time, you can do some other things with your life, with your finances, glory to God, with your talents, your gifts, and your ability. Amen.
Amen.
Your words. Sometimes we need to crucify our words. I can say this and I can say that and I can accomplish this with somebody say, but I got to put those words on the cross. Nevertheless, it's not what I will. It's what you will, O Lord, even though I don't understand it. We cannot be afraid of Christ's likeness. We cannot be afraid of self-sacrifice. We cannot be afraid of what Jesus taught us, the way that Jesus taught us to live. Turn the other cheek. Love.
Amen.
Somebody asked you to go 1 mile, go with them too. But we learn the other way. You know, payback's a trip. You know? We like this, you know, say, I got one hand on that cross, but this other one's going to slap you twice. Amen. Don't be afraid of the cross of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
People get, when you find a real Holy Ghost church, it's going to teach them sacrifice. It'll tear your life up. You didn't come into this thing. If it didn't change your life, amen. You remember you getting saved, they used to say, listen, he picked me up and turned me around. That's what repentance is all about.
Amen.
It's not coming in here to give you a pat on the back when you're on your way to hell. It's about to turn you around and tell you to go the other way. Don't get afraid when Jesus turned things around for you. Amen. Don't be afraid of that when the cross changed direction in your life. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Everybody say, that's what God's looking to do. He's out to tell you just how much you know. See, you're not going to get the mind of Christ until you realize what kind of mind you got.
Amen.
And I'll bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Have not God made foolishness the wisdom of this world? Mm-hmm. The real truth is that what most people think in the world, it's foolishness as far as God is concerned. What will it get? What will it profit a man if he gained the whole world yet lose his own soul? People can't figure that out about people saying, listen, I'm living for God. What if things don't get better till you die? They just don't. Well, it depends on what you call better. I believe that Jesus is coming again. I believe I've got great reward on the other side. I can be blessed down here. You know what? But if God calls me to walk like I'm walking right here until he shows up, whoop-de-doo.
Amen.
Whoop-de-doo. Don't be afraid of the cross, the effect of the cross on your life. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made the foolishness, the wisdom of this world? And after the wisdom of God, the world is, for that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, I read that scripture. I got real happy. Said, I make God happy every time I preach. Somebody say praise God. Faith pleases God. I got faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I tell you what, it pleases God when we preach things that might sound foolish to a lot of people that people don't understand. Amen.
Amen.
Faith pleases God, and preaching pleases God. When you preach the right stuff, so many people want to please man. They want to please and appease the mind of man and what everybody else wants. They want to tell people what they want, tickle their ears, scratch their back. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm out to please God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, the Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men.
Amen.
And the weakness of God stronger than men.
Amen.
For when I'm weak, that's when I'm strong.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When I'm weak, that's when I'm strong. You're going to find strength. Amen. Strength in the cross of Jesus Christ. My brother over here has got revelation of a cross. Amen. We take it from a different. Amen. It's the same gospel. Amen. You're going to find strength in the lifestyle of sacrifice. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Strength to be what God wants you to be. Strength to get what God wants you to have. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He could have went down there. You know, if Jesus would have did it in the flesh. He said, listen, we know that if God wanted to do all things, we knew what the heart of God was. If you were going to pray for God, you would pray for souls because he has everything else. What does he want? He wants his children to come back home. You're going to pray for God. You say, God, I pray you get them wayward sheep. Hallelujah. The ones you've been waiting on. That's how you're going to pray for God, right? So that's what Jesus came here to do. He came to accomplish something. He came there to win souls back to himself.
Amen.
Right?
That's right.
Well, he didn't want it. He could have done that necessarily completely in his flesh. He could have held 10 revivals. But the Bible says, if I've been lifted up from the earth, if I get myself out of the flesh, glory to God. Don't let my feet touch the ground, amen. If I just hang up there to the will of God, not try to do what everybody wants me to do, amen. Not pick up the sword like Peter wanted me to do, Amen. Not be like the zealots, not be like all these other people, but I'm just going to do what the will of God wanted me to do. And the will of God was just hang there. So you just hang to the will of God. And watch it happen. Now we thought that Jesus could preach. I believe that. I mean, he could run a meeting. Amen. Many, he could pack out crusades and all those other things. But Jesus was doing some rough stuff. Amen. He could have a healing crusade. He could have, I mean, he could have took that thing. I mean, he'd never, he had power. If he died, he could raise himself back up again. Amen. So he could have run meetings all the way from now to forever. Right? And he could have drew men to himself in his own flesh. Couldn't he have done that? But God had a better way. He said, listen, the way you're going to draw men to yourself, get on the cross and hang there. Not in what you think is best. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's some people out there, you want to accomplish some things in your life. You want to do some things. You got goals, dreams, and ambition, all this other stuff. And some of those things are God-given. How do I get it? If I work a little bit harder, run a little bit faster, play a little bit louder, sing a higher note. Amen. Call an extra name. Amen. Brush my teeth a little bit brighter. Then I'll be able to accomplish what God wants me to come. I'll be able to have it all. Who say? The cross.
Amen.
Amen. The cross.
Amen.
You just hang to the will of God. You say, listen, God, all I want to do is just stick to your will. Stick to your plan.
Right.
And at times we stick to the plan, God, it looks like I'm dying out here. Don't you see everybody see me hanging up here? I can't do anything up here. They say, go on and die. That's when you live. Amen. Let me tell you what. Your life in Christ depends on your death to self.
Amen.
Your life in Christ, the measure that you'll live in Christ and experience Christ depends on the measure that you're willing to submit to the death of self. Let some stuff go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, how are you rolling like that? I figured out. Whoop-de-doo if he takes my whole life. Big deal. We all want the big stuff. I want the big house in Mercedes-Benz. I'll probably get it. I believe I will. But you know what? If God calls me not to have it and just do what he wants me to do, whoop-de-doo. I'll do it. I'll stick to the cross of Jesus Christ. I'm going to get it anyhow. I'm going to get it after I rise again.
Amen.
I don't want a dead man driving my car. What do you mean dead man? You know, I don't want some, you know, a creep. What's a creep? Somebody that's getting the things that they in the flesh. They're getting the stuff in the flesh instead of dying and getting up the way God wanted them to get up. Amen. I tell you what, you won't be glorified the way God wants you to glorify until you die and rise again.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Say, though I die, yet will I live. What? Yeah. Though you die, yet will you live. I'm not preaching anything that I wouldn't experience myself. I like it. When you are refused, let me tell you, when you lose the sting of death, the fear of death to ambition, the fear of all those things, that's when life really starts to happen. You'll find out you can't die. Amen.
Amen.
Try to kill yourself giving. You'll find out it can't be done. Amen. Try to kill yourself loving. You find out it can't be done. The more you put out there, amen, the more you put out there, the more it'll come back.
Amen.
Try to kill yourself serving. It'll come back. Somebody say hallelujah. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than of men. Fools don't understand this. Fools look at you going to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Friday night. Don't you have a life? Yes, that's it.
Amen.
So what am I supposed to do? Hang out with you? I tell you what, a good old Holy Ghost meeting is better than any party I've ever been to.
Amen.
I tell you what, they had some dancing in the world, but none of them touched that Holy Ghost fit. I'm telling you straight up. Even if I knew how to do it, I mean, it couldn't hang. This is life, and life more abundantly. Is this helping anybody tonight?
Amen.
See, fools don't understand this.
Amen.
This is foolish to those people. You better hold on to yourself. For ye see your calling, brother, how not many wise. So say, not many wise.
Not many.
That doesn't mean smart people. That just means people that think they're smart. Not anybody going to be able to hang with this. Let me say, not many. Not many wise men after the flesh. Somebody say, after the flesh.
After the flesh.
Yeah, this really put me in my place when it called me to preach. I'm telling you, I'm a dummy in the flesh. I'll do some dumb stuff, amen, but in the spirit I have the mind of Christ and the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. If I had this big understanding, all this little know-how in the flesh, glory to God, I don't believe God would have called me because I would have given you a bunch of junk instead of the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Not many wise after the flesh are called. Amen. Amen. Not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen. So say, thank God for that. The foolish things of the wise. Amen. The foolishness of the world to confound the wise.
That's right.
And that's what people can't figure out. People look at me and say, I just can't figure out. That's my calling.
Amen.
Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the mighty. Somebody say, thank God for that. And the base things of the world, things which are despised, have God chosen, yea, the things that are not, people that are nothing, to bring down things that are.
Amen.
So say, God's going to use a nobody.
God's going to use a nobody.
To take down stuff that is.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, thank God for that.
Thank God.
There's so many people that are too much to take down stuff.
Amen.
Too strong to preach the word of God. They got too much reputation. They got too much money to speak out against things and to tell the truth. Somebody say, thank God.
Amen.
But thank God every once in a while he calls somebody that ain't got nothing to lose to bring down something. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I figure somebody say, why are you always knocking stuff, Pastor? Why are you always knocking against the system? Because he called the nobody to bring down everything.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank God. That's my calling. I like that. I wrote that down the thing. Listen. I've been called. Amen. I have been called, amen, to bring to naught. Some say, it ain't nothing. People out there trying to live by the flesh and do all that other stuff and expect you to get it impressed. Woo-hoo! Amen. So that ain't nothing. That's not life. Amen.
Right.
That's nothing. Amen. You haven't experienced life. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. That no flesh, let me say, no flesh. Should glory. In whose presence?
Yes.
I tell you what, I figured out this a long time ago. I stopped trying to strive to get to heaven. Because ain't only one person getting in. Only one. You don't like my theology, but I told that straight up. Only one person going to get into heaven. Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. He ain't looking for you behaving yourself. Get up there. I can't get in heaven. Look, if you're going to show up, if they don't see Jesus in you, you ain't getting in. That's the qualifier. Christ in me, the hope of glory. You want to experience glory of the future. Amen. It's the Christ likeness on you. It's the nature of Christ in you. It's Jesus in you. Amen.
Amen.
That'll get you through the door. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
That's who they're looking for. That's who makes it to heaven. Somebody say Jesus.
Jesus
is the only one getting in.
Is the only one getting in.
That makes it real easy, doesn't it? That makes it real easy. Christ in us, the hope of glory. But are him, are ye in Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification unto redemption and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in what?
The Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. You got something to brag about. You got something to boast about. Boast in the Lord. He has done great things. Greater is he that's in me than he's in the world. God's not finished yet. You want to show off? Show about what the Lord has done.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Boast in the Lord. He brought me up out of the muck, out of the miry clay. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
You all got something to show off for. Amen.
Amen.
I got the greater one in me. Amen. The mighty one in me. Hallelujah. Amen. Boast in that. Well, I ain't got nothing to show. Show Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I just want to get to verse 5. Can I? I'm still on time. And I, brethren, came to you not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you. We have to know everything. Today's preachers got to know everything. They got to know how to raise all your nasty children. Amen. It's the truth. They got to know how to have you keep your job. They got to know. They expect that preacher to know everything. If you can't preach about everything, you're in trouble. You can go hear everything. Half the churches today, you can go hear stuff preached about anything. Any little nursery rhyme. Choo-choo trains. Amen. They know something about every little thing. But Paul said, listen, you wouldn't have got that stuff out of Paul. Paul said, listen, I'm declaring to know unto you nothing, amen, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Holly, what a message. What you going to preach about this week, Jesus Christ? What you going to preach about tonight? Him crucified.
Amen.
Somebody say, amen. What you going to preach Wednesday night? Crucified, him. I mean, somebody say, did you preach on this other stuff? Paul, that was Paul's ministry. You know, he preached the same thing over and over. Jesus Christ and him crucified. He said, I knew nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. Well, Brother Paul, what did you think about this? Well, I know Jesus Christ was crucified. What do you think about all these things real quick? All these, he said, forget all this arguing and stuff. He even said, don't get into genealogy and all this other mess. He said, look, just talk about this. I know Jesus Christ and him crucified. Let me help you out. Die. I got this problem with my wife. I got this problem with her. I tell you how I can help you. Jesus Christ, die. Somebody said that'll work for everybody.
Yes, it will.
How are you going to make it better? Just die. Some people are dying. They're crying about dying, you know. You know, crying about, oh, it's hurt so bad. I can't take it. You know, and they, you know, you're supposed to make it better for them. So say, I'm going to tell you something. Jesus Christ is real.
Amen.
Die. I believe in it. People got a problem. When you hang out with me, you're going to die to some things. I'm going to die to some things. Amen? Real revival hits, people really start to die to stuff, to things that people, that the world tried to tell them, oh, it's got to be this way, it's got to be that way. We had people dropping their lives and following Jesus Christ with everything they got. What if Jesus don't come? Then what you going to do? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know nothing else. The only thing I know is Jesus Christ and him crucified.
Lord.
Somebody say die.
Die.
Hallelujah. All right. And I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. I tell you what, God got all over my case yesterday when I read that. Amen.
Amen.
If we want to do what God wants, he said, listen, it wasn't just with words, it was with demonstration and with power.
Yes.
You know, in the end it says, listen, they all preach this thing, amen, but it denies the power thereof, a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. When you preach about Jesus, you talk about Jesus, there's going to be a demonstration someplace. Amen.
Yes, amen.
He will confirm his word with signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Something's going to happen. When you preach it right, you're going to feel something. If you don't feel something, somebody's going to get saved. Somebody's going to get touched. Somebody's going to get delivered. Something's going to happen.
Amen.
If you expect it. You have to get out there and get to that point. God, if I tell them what you tell me to tell them, you have to do your part. And he does.
Yes, he does.
And I believe that he does. Amen. And I know that he does. Not unless I'm crazy. And if I've been crazy, I've been crazy for 20-some years.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I know the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
He's in this place right now. I can sense his presence in this place right now. Hallelujah. That anointing is real. We got to let it go. And you know, that's how I can tell, okay, it's time to roll on now. He's here. It's time for demonstration. We got away from it. Remember, we had a season where God said, you taught that word. He said, for now on, every time you teach a word, I want you to stop and then demonstrate it. If we taught on healing, we'd stop. I didn't feel any anointing for healing whatsoever. But I had the word of God say, listen, you preach on it, manifest it.
Amen.
Whatever we preached on, we roll with it. It's okay, God, now you got to demonstrate it. And he gave me stuff to preach. I said, oh, Lord. I said, what? Okay. Somebody said, give him room. We preach one message, amen, during that time of preaching the word, not with enticing words of man, which was by the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. We preach, and suddenly there was a sound from heaven during that wave and during that season. And as soon as we said that word, it sounded like the roof blew up. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
We're so strong that concrete fell off the top of the building. So say demonstrations of the Holy Ghost. God will confirm his word with signs and wonders. He said, listen, he said, oh, I like this so much. And my preaching was not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and the power. You wouldn't have gotten saved if that scripture wasn't true.
Amen.
You could have heard me run my mouth forever. You could hear everybody on TV, but until the Holy Ghost got in your face with that light. Amen. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. It's not enough just to say, hey, look, I think he's right. He had the best argument. Somebody's always going to have an argument. I mean, you can listen to people teach and get so messed up. Amen.
Amen.
You don't need to just to stick with that. Glory to God.
Amen.
The Bible, it's all right. See, we're trying to preach away signs and wonders and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. We need to keep them right in there because God's always using me and he always will.
Amen.
Jesus said, listen, if you don't believe me for what I say, believe me for my work's sake. We try to disqualify stuff because we don't have any power.
Hallelujah.
People are not used to flowing in the Holy Ghost and movements because they're not preaching the word and nothing happens, so they try to disqualify it all.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It says this, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but where? In the power of God. You can hear everything I got to say. Amen. You can hear everything I got to say. And you can get it on the inside of you. And all that will do, that will put a hearing on the inside of you. It will develop something on the inside of you. But if you want to stand up in that faith. So how many of you want to stand up in the word?
Amen.
You've heard me say stuff, but you're not going to be able to stand up in what's said to you. Start to walk in it. Amen. What will happen? Amen. You'll start to hear all this stuff. You're just sitting in it. Well, I guess this stuff works. I guess it's all right. I guess this will get me over to the other side. But you let a sign and a wonder happen. Amen. You'll stand up in it.
Amen.
You'll be when you stand in something, yes. When you really believe it. Glory
yes.
to God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Tell ya la boshanda kepovrapata sanahai. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You would have thought about stuff and just said, well, I'm just sitting here listening, amen. You let something happen, glory to God. People are going to start to stand and walk in the things that God told them to walk in and stand in.
Amen.
When you start to see signs and wonders and all these other things, you'll start to stand in a crucified life. Start to stand in the anointing of God and stop sitting there looking silly. Somebody say, send something, God, to let me know it's all right.
Oh,
you ever raise your hand and just bless the Lord in this place tonight? Hallelujah. It's all right that your faith, glory to God, would not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You've got a faith that God wants you to stand up in. He wants you to stand in that anointing. He wants you to stand in that lifestyle. He wants you to stand in your vision. He wants you to stand in your dream. Glory to God. Pray that something happens that will give you faith to stand up in it. Hallelujah. Rabakoba ba shala boginde gaboshanda ha. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He's a good one, isn't he? He's a good one, isn't he? He's a good one, isn't he? You're going to start to, God's going to start to do some stuff in your life right in front of your eyes. You're going to start to walk in those things.
Yes.
Not just sitting in faith. How many people just sitting in faith? Got the good confession just sitting there, ain't going nowhere. But God wants us to be bold in the Lord. Hallelujah. That confidence. That confidence, he's there. Oh, glory to God. God's letting us know this thing a little bit easier than we thought.
Amen.
We figured out that we don't have to work it on, that you know that faith comes just by hearing. Glory to God. The faith, it just starts naturally happening. And now you're going to find out, listen, some say, if all I got to do is hear it, amen. So if you're just sitting there hearing something going to happen, something going to happen in front of me and cause me to stand up in what I heard.
Yes.
Can we do signs and wonders? No, he does.
Amen.
Amen. What's going to happen when he does? Some say, I'm going to get up. And stand in this faith.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. That your faith would not stand in the... You're not going to be able to stand in anything just with a bunch of wisdom, a bunch of theology and all this other stuff. We know everything. Amen. But ain't nobody standing for anything. Standing against anything for anything. Why? Because ain't nothing happening. When God starts to show up, you'll stand for God. I stood up for this church. Why? Because I knew God was real. I mean, some people that don't, they've never seen God move, don't even, they, it's a guess. They roll in dice. You know, if he shows up, I'm covered. You never know if he was really real until he comes in the sky. There are a lot of people that live that way. Covering the bases, amen? But those that have seen God's power, amen, you'll stand. No, I'm not going to stand for that, amen. I'm going to stand up against the devil in this, amen. I'm going to stand up against the world, amen. I'm going to step out and stand. Why? Because he showed himself, amen? I'm not going to bend backward. I'm not going to go forward. I'm not going to go to the left. I'm not going to go to the right. So I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand in faith. I like this. Why don't y'all stand up right where you are? Y'all enjoy that?
Amen.
Where's your faith going to stand? In the wisdom of men? Mm. Woo! Hallelujah! It's going to stand in the power of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Now I tell you what we've been talking. Listen, if you heard the barn of God that he's been talking about, the preach word and the talk word, how good it's going to, the good thing it's going to do to you, this is the same thing. It said, how be it we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world, that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God hath ordained before the world unto glory, unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I got something to tell you, it's of the Holy Ghost. As it is written, I have not seen, nor hear, have heard, neither entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for those that love him. And God's trying to tell you with these, with the preached word of God, God can do much more than that. You just hear it. You haven't heard it yet. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
There's some good that God wants to do to you. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. You're a holy God. Somebody say, let it be.
Let it be.
Thy will be done on earth even as it is in heaven.
Glory.
Woo, hallelujah. So say, hang on in there.
Hang on in there.
Glory to God. You'll get more done hanging. Thank you, Jesus. Are you worshiping? Hallelujah. Thank you. Yeah, go on. Hallelujah.
Come back to the cross. Not your will, you've been trying to get healing by a touch. Your faith has been for prospering by tithing. Your faith has been in men. Your faith is for righteousness, has been in your works, has been in your church attendance. It's already done. All this has been paid for at the cross. Come to the cross. Put your faith in the blood of Jesus. You need healing? Plead the blood of Jesus. You need prosperity? Plead the blood of Jesus. You need salvation for your family? Plead the blood of Jesus. That's where the power of God is, in the blood of Jesus, at the sacrifice of the cross. Thus saith the Lord. Amen.
You know the word, judge it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Jesse, we're on you. Glory to God.
Pray.
It's on. Crystal, you're okay. Well, it's offering time. We didn't forget that. We have before. You know, this death thing is hard for us, and we hear it. We don't want to receive it. We don't want to yield to it. You don't have to. In fact, God gives us an option. If you remember the story of the rich young ruler, as you're preparing, I'm just going to water as you're preparing your offering, if you got to write it down. He came up to Jesus, and Jesus said, you know, you got this okay. You have this okay. But there's one thing you lack. Jesus looked and knew that he was holding on to one little area. He was rich. He had a lot of stuff. And so he said, hey, give it all away. Give it to the poor. Jesus didn't want him to be poor. That wasn't God's will. God wanted him more blessed than he was. But he had to let go of what he had to get more. And you do get more. When you give, it does come back to you. There is an increase. But he didn't do it. Because he wanted his own way. And the Bible says he went away sorrowful. So I just want to tell you, even this, though this death thing is a little hard for us, you'll be sorry if you don't do it. You need to submit to God. You know, it's funny. We think it's a sacrifice to obey God, but when we do our own thing and you know what's wrong, you'll be sorry. So I just want to encourage you, it's better to do it God's way, and it's easier. And when you do it, your faith is in God, not in your own works and your own abilities. It's in God, and God does take care of it, and God will do it. So whatever God's telling you to do, as you're getting your offering ready, I just want to tell you, don't be sorry. Do, and this is not an offering word. I'm not telling you to give everything you have to the church, or you'll be sorry. No, yield to God. Die to yourself. Listen to God, and you won't be sorry, and you'll be blessed. Whatever God is asking for, he's just taking that so he can give you something better. I've learned that with God, that when he wants to bless you, he'll take what you have and get it out of the way so he can give you something better. That's always happened that way for me and everybody else I know, so don't be afraid to let go. God will do it for you. Just lift that offering up. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just thank you right now for this opportunity to sow seed into your kingdom. Lord, I thank you that your blessing and your anointing is all over it, and we're getting blessed, and we're becoming rich in you, Father, and that this is multiplying. Lord, that this is bringing more money into the kingdom of God, because we need more money to do what you've called us to do. I thank you for increase on our lives. I thank you that the debts are being paid off. I thank you, Lord, that whatever the need in this building is, that you're meeting it by your supernatural power, because it's nothing for you. We just let go, and we let you do what you know how to do, Father. Father, we put our faith and our trust and our hope in you, and we don't lean onto our own understanding, but we just relax and let you do what you got to do and accept your blessing, Father. I pray over every situation and every need in this place, and I call that need met by your power in Jesus' name, and I thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says to bring your tithes, so we just like to walk up. I know it's a little bit different, but just walk up and bring it, and you will be blessed. Thank you, Father.
We'll be back here Friday night at 8 o'clock. Rita won't be here. Rita's going to Florida. And she's going to bring everybody something back. And it better not be no sand. Oh, wait a minute. Before we do anything, we have to do something. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Everybody sing. Happy birthday, dear Kente. Happy birthday to you. Since we were off key, let's sing it again. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kente. Happy birthday to you.
Y'all be blessed.